Jesse Lanza starting off that this hour of music here on Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here, and heard every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. I'm talking like I'm a bit robotic because I'm looking at multiple screens here as I'm pre-recording the show. Yeah, that's how I do it. I have a couple big 32-inch TV screens here, and I got some information over here, some over there. I'm calling up the wrong, you know, playlist of what I'm supposed to be playing. But that really was Jesse Lanza, Lick in Heaven for you right there. For you right there. I got to stop saying that. For you right there. For, does that make any sense? Right there for you, or for you right there? I got the giggles. I may have had too much coffee. Maybe I have had too much coffee. All right. In this hour of music, I put it out there on the Facebook, Steel City Music Facebook group. You know, what do you want to hear? Any requests? That kind of stuff. And it's always fun because people who, I don't know, what is it, like 259 people in there, people like, oh, can you play this, this, and like, you know, you look it up and you're like, hey, yeah, I found a good version of it. Yeah, of course I'll put that in. But, it's always fun because for me, it just reminds me of like of songs that I haven't heard forever or something. I'm just like, oh man, you know, I get to fall down the music rabbit hole. So for me, it's just a lot of fun to put together. So I have a bunch of music here for you, of course, but also got some announcements of people that have been posting and sending me messages on Instagram. And also, I guess first off, the Casbah has opened up over the last couple of weeks due to the easing of restrictions here in Hamilton, Ontario. For how long everything happens in Hamilton, we'll find out. But for now, they're open. So check out the Casbah website if you want to book a party, that kind of thing. They have like a bubble parties that they're calling them. You can book like a private bubble, that sort of thing. And, you know, I'm sure the attendance will vary on how many people you can have as restrictions are lightened, that sort of thing. So go to the Casbah's website, here in Hamilton, or also their Facebook page or Facebook groups to find out more information on that. My buddy Brenna Burns has been doing, as I mentioned on last week's show, she's been doing Sundays at 11 o'clock, coffee and tunes, and she did the month of March. All the money from the month of March that she raises from doing that, she's been donating to the Casbah. It's a way of like paying respect, and it's a venue that she loves, that sort of thing. So good on her. She has a very good heart for doing something like that. Also, it was announced this week that since the restrictions have lifted, of course, Club Absinthe is like, well, guess what? We can have some people. So go to Absinthe Hamilton. They're relaunching their Wednesdays, Motown Wednesdays. So it'll be limited capacity, of course. So yeah, I know the weather's been really good this week in the latter part of March. I know there's been some easing of restrictions, but if you go, you know, It's weird because I sound like a dad when I say this. It's like, if you go, wear a mask, do a little social distancing, you know, that sort of thing. Wash your hands. You know, I don't know. Like, just be cool, you know, because you're going to be drinking. You know, just don't ruin it for yourself and everybody else. You know what I mean? We're even though the vaccines are rolling in, we still got to be careful. Okay, there's my dad moment. I'll stop. Or my uncle moment, whatever it is, or grandpa at this point. Yeah, so, you know, there you go. All right, having said all those wonderful things, let's get back to some of the requests that I got. So I threw it up on the Facebook group, the Steel City Music Facebook group, and Aaron McGean reminded me that Billy Majoris from the Foreign Films has a new project. I reached out to Bill. We're going to have a chat about that later on, but we're going to throw a couple tracks in for her. Put two in there for her because I haven't heard him in such a long time. Some shoegazy stuff from Alex Rockingham, some slow dive souvlaki, and also slow dive souvlaki diner thing, and also the Brian Jonestown Massacre, to be specific. He's been getting into that kind of shoegazy type vibe. So I'm going to spin those tracks for him as well. So all of that is like coming up, and also some stuff from Jamie Allen, but we'll get into all that in a little bit. Was there another thing that I had to remember to tell you? See, that's just it. All these screens, all this coffee, and the way my age is going on, I think I might be slipping. I should get tested. Should I? Also, I have a bad habit of clicking on things as I'm doing the show, and I'm just like, what? What is this? What? Oh my God, I'm falling down the hole again. Craziness. Oh yeah, that's right. There's a band called Scum Milk on a Bandcamp that my friend Jimmy Fitzgerald posted on the Facebook group Steel City Music. Check it out. I really enjoy it. It's really super cool. But I did play the Sega Sisters last week, a thing that Jim is a part of. So you can download that off the Steel City Music group site. Music group site? No, you can't. No, at the website, steelcitymusic.ca. Ugh, craziness, folks. All right, without further ado, here's two tracks from the Foreign Films. You will hear Ocean Moon, but starting things off, Fall of the Summer Heat on Steel City Music.
precious blood. A ship to the shore, another star above. Silver tears.
Your love's got a hold on me, baby.
what took me so long to write you a song with proper heart and soul. The hit and the miss, sorrow to bliss, clapping our hands like this. Midnight Empire haunted him, spells and singing. Skipped a heartbeat in a minor key. I surely love you forever, but our hearts are lost at sea. Do
keeper of the only pension. It's just one thing that I forgot to mention. What have you got to lose when you know that you're guilty? Proven guilty. Guilty. Proven guilty. That's how we always are.
Elephant's Graveyard from the Boomtown Rats, by request from Jamie Allen. He's a host on The Hawk. You can hear him Thursdays from 9 till midnight. It's pretty eclectic. Jamie has been doing a show since, like, I think 1901, 1902 here in Hamilton, Ontario at the Mohawk College. Even before the college was built, Jamie Allen was doing a radio show in an old root cellar at the Arnie. Well, it was just basically him standing in a root cellar, doing weird news and weird facts about times back then. So check them out. Great show. Really good. Thursdays from 9 till midnight. The Insane Asylum, an evening with Jamie Allen on The Hawk. There you go. There's your plug, Jamie Allen. That was Boomtown Rats by request. He said, spin that. Elephant's Graveyard. Great song, but of course, when I was like looking at it, I just typed it into YouTube. I went, Elephant's Graveyard, you know, maybe sometimes you get like a little interview happening there. Also, my voice kind of changed to Jay Leno there. I didn't like that. I caught that myself. Did you catch that? Didn't like that at all. There was a clip of Eugene Levy doing Ricardo Montalban as the teacher. It was on Second City TV. It was like 1982 or 3. And I just died laughing watching that because I'm an old gummer, kind of, you know. And Jamie Allen, he's much older than me. And that must have been like really old for him when he watched it. But it just made me laugh and laugh and laugh watching it. So thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much for requesting that. As I said, these are some requests of people who want to hear music that joined up for the Steel City Music Facebook group. So I put that out there, and I'm going to get to this next set of music. So what are we going to spin here? What were some of the requests here? Let's go. Alex Rockingham. What a cool kid. I like this guy. He requested some Slow Dive, which I haven't spun in a long time. It's more of like a shoegaze kind of vibe to it. And I was like, yeah, man, I can definitely spin that. The track was Souvlaki Space Station. And also the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Anton Newcomb's outfit. There was a documentary that was shot back in the 2000s that I watched on that guy. And he's just one of those guys that's kind of like the music that he puts on, that he creates, it's kind of all over the place, but it's kind of like it's got these weird pop sensibilities to it with these Stonesy, Rolling Stones kind of vibe to it. It can be eclectic. It's just a little bit all over the place. But I believe that Anton is like one of those people that is like a musical genius to a point where, in a cult-like status, where people that follow his music, follow similar types of music, end up going, yeah, this is the guy. But he's one of those cats that are like, you know, he's not going to do it the way you want him to do it, or how society wants him to put his music out there, that sort of thing. So it's when I watch the documentary, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I wish I could remember the name. I'm going to have to Google that later. Of course, it would make sense if I Googled it now and told you. But nah. Just Google the Brian Jonestown Massacre. There'll be things on about it, and, you know, do a little reading, and you'll get the gist of what I'm talking about. But it's pretty cool stuff. So the Brian Jonestown Massacre with the track Bad Baby, we're going to put that in there. And, of course, I said Souvlaki Space Station by Slow Dive. And I think we're just going to close out the set with a cover from, you're going to hear, I should say, Grace Jones doing My Jamaican Guy. That was from Kareem Most Night, and he does a great jazz show on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till noon on The Hawk. Check him out. Broadcast journalism student, I think, went to school for Mohawk College. Also a radio student. All around, he's a pretty solid guy when it comes to music and passion. And I appreciate him putting on a show and all the help that he lends to the radio station, The Hawk. So, yeah, he requested Grace Jones, which just blew my mind because I'm like, okay, kid, why are you... Wait, what? What? Really? Okay. All right. So I put that in. And also Hypo Dust out of Hamilton, Ontario, a band that used to play a long time ago. And I believe the bass player was Marco, who used to be the owner of Club Absinthe. And I always loved joking about Marco doing the live to airs. Myself and Lou Molinaro would always do our Marco impersonations on the radio. And people would call up with New and like going, oh my God, that is so good. But if you ever met Marco, he's one of the nicest, kindest souls out there in Hamilton. Him and Tina, his wife. I go in the club like, oh my God, look at this guy. It's Gunnar. Oh, come here, give us a hug. Look at you. You look fantastic. Billy, go get him a beer. Get him a shot. Come here. Look at you. I tell you, I was listening to the radio the other day. You and Lou are so funny. How is Lou? Is his nose still really big? Does he have the biggest nose in Hamilton? Does he? And then big laughs. And then, I don't know, I just missed the guy. So I'm going to play Clones from Hypo Dust. He was the bass player in that band as well. And yeah, that'll close out the set of music. So please enjoy. Starting things off, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Bad Baby, courtesy of Alex Rockingham. Good choice on Steel City Music.
Wrong ones.
Oh, Lord, 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 somewhere we are.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I called up Charlie about 9:15 and said, what's going on tonight? He said no plans, but I wouldn't mind holding a letterhead tonight. I said, come to the skyline, I'll be washing my sins away. Oh, he just laughed. Said, I'll be late, you know how. It was a dark scene, so I buttered some bread. Chewed my way out the door and walked down the street to the neon skyline. I grabbed myself a stool at the bar. Oh, somehow Rose always knows just exactly what I need. Just opened a cold can and set it down in front of me. I said thanks and thought about how Judy used to come here with me. But I got so tired of her calling this our disease. 'Cause I'm just fine. Sometimes I need to clear my mind. You know how that can be. Past 10, and I said, greetings, old man. He hung his coat on the wall and took the stool next to mine. He asked Rose for one glass of Merlot, and she laughed. Oh, I'm just fine. I'm wasting time. Sometimes there's no better feeling than that.
Some good old pop music right there for you, courtesy of Andy Schaaf. Neon Skyline was the track. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music, heard every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And of course, if you want any of the